We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It is time for our regular weekly visit with New England Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinest. You can follow him on both Twitter and Instagram, at Willie McGinest. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
I am great, man. A lot going on in the NFL today, huh?
Yes, man. Quarterbacks are falling like flies, aren't they?
Some of them are. It's unfortunate, man, but it happened. It happens.
Well, sort of off of that, you know, Tom Brady played the entire game against Miami on Sunday, including, you know, throwing the ball when they're up 37-0. And on the one hand, I can definitely see the idea of playing the full 60 minutes. That's what you were preaching. So regardless of the score, that's what you're going to do. But on the other hand, they have three backup offensive linemen out there. He's already taken a couple of hits. And as we just said, you look around the league, there are so many backup quarterbacks having to play due to injury. What did you think of Brady playing all the way to the end of a blowout win?
That's Brady. Doesn't want to come out the game, that wants to be out there with his teammates. And I know, you know, a lot of teams fear the injury, you know, aspect, and you don't want to lose one of your best players. And it could be dramatic, and it could change everything. But I just don't think they operate like that. I think going forward, after seeing all the news and hearing everything, I think now you'll probably think about it when you're up, you know, 37-0, whatever the case may be on the team. But that's just, you know, that's just Brady wanting to be out there with his teammates.
When you look at some of the injuries, I mean, Drew Brees' injury was a bit of a fluke. You know, he got hit on the follow-through after letting go with a pass. In Ben Roethlisberger's case, he reportedly, his elbow didn't feel right after the Patriots game, and he tried to play this past weekend. It's kind of the nature of the position that some of staying healthy is just luck.
Yeah, I mean, things happen. I mean, when you got Aaron Donald coming down the middle, I don't know if that's luck or that's something else, but, you know, you got defensive linemen and linebackers trying to hit you every single play and get to you. And, you know, it is a physical sport. And for a quarterback, you know, a lot has to do with their hands and the follow-through motion. A lot of times, you know, you got players in helmets right there, and when you're trying to follow through with a throw, it's tough to avoid, and that's what was happening with Drew Brees, you know, and it's tough. So you can't predict these things. Sometimes you can't avoid it. Things happen. Sometimes these players take big hits, and nothing happens. They pop up like there's nothing, and then the smallest minute thing happens, and the guys are out for a few weeks. So it's unfortunate, but it's part of the game. You got to deal with it.
I feel like all season long we're going to be talking about on-field Antonio Brown and off-field Antonio Brown. Let's start with on the field. What did you think of his debut on Sunday?
Well, I thought that they had scheduled plays for him. I thought they put him in a few different positions. He ran a seam route, he ran a crosser route, and he ran an out route. And I thought with a week, him being, you know, in the locker room and game planning, being a smart veteran player, he picked up on certain things. And I thought that right away you saw the chemistry with him and Tom, and they made a connection. And, you know, he's still AB. I mean, he's still one of the best players in the league. He's been the best receiver the last 5 years, and you know he's going to perform at a high level.
Now, as far as everything else that he's dealing with, the league reportedly met with Brittany Taylor yesterday, and as this investigation kind of continues, do you think it's the right call to keep letting him play?
I reserve an opinion and judgment until all the facts are in. Like, I really can't sit here and say what's right and what's wrong, because I don't have all the facts or all the information of what's going on. It's a civil lawsuit. It's not criminal. I think it's unfortunate for her. I think it's unfortunate that this is happening to him. But all the facts are not in. It's a civil lawsuit, and I think that's a decision that the league have to gather all the information and make a decision on.
And I'm right. We don't know what's going on. But if you're the Patriots and the, you know, the games are going on, so you have to make a decision whether or not to play him, because you could do the one thing where you wait for all the info and he hasn't played it all. You're taking that away from him. But you also run the risk of finding out, you know, for sure something terrible. Like, so the Patriots themselves have to make that decision. And so what would you do?
Well, I think the Patriots already made the decision. We saw him play this week, and he's out there. They're preparing for football. They're not heading the investigation. They're not the ones that's interviewing both parties and doing all that. That's the league's job. I think for the Patriots, it's their job to prepare him to get ready from week to week, to give him all the information, to help him learn the playbook, to put him out there and prepare to win football games. That's not their job to decide whether he should be on the field or not. Right now, he's supposed to be on the field. The league hasn't told him he couldn't. So I think that's the direction they're going in until they hear otherwise.
Sunday after the game, Antonio Brown was not available to the media. That was either his decision or the Patriots told him to not be available to the media. Whether I think it's right or not, what ultimately happens is the members of the media then start asking his teammates about him. Does that get old in a locker room real quick?
Yeah, I mean, it could be a distraction, but not in New England. I think all the players understand that this is a personal case. This is something between Antonio Brown and the league, the investigation that's going on, and it doesn't have anything to do with them, so they're not going to comment on that. The only thing they're going to comment on is what happens on the football field, and I think that's been since I was there. It's not going to change when it comes to the Patriots. It's just like dealing with injuries. If it's not your injury, you're not going to comment on somebody's injury and what you think they should be playing or how they feel right now, whatever the case may be. That person is the only person that's going to comment on that, and the head coach. So I would say you'll see more of that. It's not going to become a distraction to them. This team is focused. They've been through a lot of different things in that locker room. They're the ultimate team when it comes to keeping everything in house and being able to compartmentalize and stay focused on the job and task at hand.
Do you think, I know it's only two games into the season, but do they have a chance to be one of the best Patriots teams they've ever had?
I would say every year is a different opportunity. Don't like to compare Patriots team because every year is a new year. But I will say that this team looks explosive on both sides of the ball. We knew with this offense, with getting Josh Gordon and having A.B. and Edelman and all the running backs and what they bring, the only thing I don't like is, the injuries to the offensive line. But I have a lot of faith in Dante Scarnecchia and what he does with the offensive line. He creates magic. And those guys will work hard to get back. But, what's really improved and the excitement is about, too, is the defense. I talked to Belichick in camp, and we talked about the defense and how they're able to do a lot of different things because of the versatility at the linebacker position and, the direction they were going in, and he was excited about that. So this team is well-balanced, and, of course, special teams is really good, but they're well-balanced on both sides of the ball. And they could be really, really good. You got to avoid injury. You got to continuously play at a certain level. And, you got to go week to week. And that's all this league is. Nobody's handing out trophies in week two or three. And they understand that in that locker room.
Based on what you've seen through two games, early on in the season, I understand. But based on what you've seen so far, which side of the ball has impressed you more, the offense or the defense?
I would probably say the defense. I've seen the offense be explosive. And I know what, Josh McDaniels and Brady's and that offense do and how they scheme and go about their business. Defensively, I've seen them do some different things this year. To be able to score on defense, 14 points, shut teams down, play at a certain level, be able to morph in and out of different defenses and use guys in different positions, being able to cover one-on-one on the back end with good receivers, I think that's impressive. So I think we've seen this defense drastically improve. And they're able to do a lot of different things which makes them dangerous.
Jalen Ramsey of the Jaguars has requested a trade. Do you think there's any reason why the Patriots should get involved there?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of teams. You got to have cap room. You got to have availability. And if a player wants to be traded and he's disgruntled and he's a distraction, and he's getting altercations with the coach. You displayed that, you know, to your coaching staff, ownership, and most importantly, your teammates. You don't want part of what they're doing. I think, you know, it's uncomfortable and it's awkward now. So they got to figure out what to do and how to move them. And I know, you know, people get heated and say things or whatever, but, you know, this kind of came out last year with Jalen Ramsey when he tweeted, "When I'm gone, you guys are going to miss me." And you don't start talking like that. You don't, you know, you don't, you just don't do that. It just becomes a distraction. And for your teammates, it's saying a bunch of different, sending a bunch of different messages. So I think because of his skill set and being one of the better defensive players in the league, there'll be a lot of teams interested. The one thing, you got to make sure you got the right locker room. You know, we all talk about, can he come on and get on the field and make a difference? Yeah, he's a great player. You know, he can do a lot of different things. He makes your team defensively better right now. But you got to make sure you got the right veteran locker room that he can exist and that can, you know, that he could be not be a distraction and just play football. And the other thing is, you got to have the money.
Minka Fitzpatrick did the same thing, demanded a trade or requested a trade, and was traded by the Dolphins to Pittsburgh, the centerpiece of which was a first-round pick. There were other draft picks involved as well. Is this a trend we're seeing now in the NFL where players are saying, get me the heck out of here?
Like the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, certain players don't have a choice whether they get traded or not. And, you know, I don't think you should act a fool and just start going crazy in the locker room because you want to be traded. I don't think that's being professional. And I also don't think you need to put the business out there in the street. I think you should keep it more in-house and let your agent handle whatever you need to handle. And, yeah, it's a tactic that a lot of players are using now to move. And I think in Miami's case, they're rebuilding. They're a team that's trying to create a certain culture, not only with, you know, players on the field, but with attitude and character. So when you look at that, yeah, they want to probably go in a different direction too. I don't know if he was in the plans or not, but when a player tells you he doesn't want to play, doesn't want to be out there, you can't make players play. You can't make them have the will to go out and compete and go out and work hard and do all the different things that, you know, is going to be contagious in the locker room. So it's probably best to move those players and get the type of player that fits what you're trying to do in the future and, you know, how you want your team to look in the next 2 to 3 years.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.